All right, next up, Madam Breathe Hard.
Oh, right. So, shall we quarrel about instrumentals existing in Songfight, shall we?
let me get my instrument ready for this quarrel. So, sure. I've complained about instrumentals before in Songfights, and that's mostly because it can be difficult to conclusively link the instrumental to the mandatory title. And if that's the case, then why not just write a bunch of instrumentals and then pepper them through whenever you want to, you know, release them? Because I think that in the past we've had a lot of titles that, you know, aren't linked. Earlier in this podcast, there was one that was an instrumental that had no obvious link to the title. This one is an exception since it really evokes a parade with all of those sound effects. It consciously does that. You know, when it comes right down to it, it's like, in general, I'm going to say instrumentals are a tough sell for me for a song fight, unless they do something that, again, really obviously links it to the title. This one does. And it does without like, you know, doing some weird reference to a Sousa march type thing, like happens with, I think one of the James Owens ones does that, where it kind of like falls into a bit of a march type, you know, reference.
Oh yes, James Owens does.
Yes, yeah. But yeah, and other than that, you know, who doesn't love a toy piano? This is nice. Again, I'm obviously not going to vote for it, but it was fine. And
I love the toy piano as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wish I had a toy piano to throw into more songs. I totally would. But instrumentals are such a struggle for me in Songfight, because really you have to find a real way to wrap that title into your song. And sure, there is enough sound effects in here. You know, it's kind of got its little kind of field recording kind of feel to it that gives you what might be a parade, but there's nothing here for me that says that this wasn't made 3 years ago and just happens to fit. And that's the struggle when it comes to an instrument.
I like this song. I wrote some pretentious yammering about how it made me feel, but ultimately I like it when people take ordinary sounds and then they make them musical. Like they just apply them to the right spots on the grid to make it sound like a rhythm. And I thought they did a good job on that. There were all kinds of like city sort of street sounds that got, you know, mixed together in kind of a found art sort of way that I liked. But it was also mixed in with actual musical sounds like that toy piano. I liked the song just because I thought it was interesting. You know, I was not bored the whole time I listened to it. I'm going to vote for this song just because I think it works. And it was somewhat parade-like. It was enough that it made me think that it was written for the title. So,